Martina May Brown goes by May, and her dream college is University of Portland.
Oh, I actually had no idea how I was going to pay for University of Portland, but I did make a plan B just in case that didn't work out, and that was to go to Fairbanks.
Portland costs more than $50,000 a year to attend. May wanted to go there so badly that she applied for 60 different scholarships. The Gates Scholarship is probably the toughest one to get because it pays for everything for your entire higher education career. Here's K-High counselor Bob McClory.
They're looking for the kids that without this money, they're not going to be able to afford school. They really want to target the kids that are most deserving, but the least able to really make it happen financially.
The Gates program is also looking for students from ethnic minorities. There are a certain number of spots for Asian, African American, Native American, and Hispanic applicants. Those requirements are just the beginning of the application process. Applicants also have to answer 7 in-depth, 1,000-word essays.
The questions that dealt with my family, those were hard to answer. Whereas the questions that dealt more with me and my school activities, those were a lot easier. But, like, having to talk about my family and all the things we've gone through, I mean, like, just having to look back and it was like, wow, I can't believe we went through all that.
May spent hours and hours last fall answering these questions and refining them over and over. She had help from McClory and a professional writer in Hawaii. There was one question that May struggled to answer.
They wanted to know more about, like, my culture and stuff, and I didn't really understand what that meant. And I was like, hey, Mom, you know, what does our culture mean? You know, what is that? She didn't really have a very good answer to that either, because we were like, culture? This is who we are. And I don't know, I found that question very difficult.
May's mother is Filipino and her father is American. She grew up in the Philippines for the first 7 years of her life. There were things about her background that she struggled to write about, which she didn't want to talk about for this story. It was difficult, but her dedication to the application didn't falter.
I've never seen anybody work so aggressively and so committedly towards a scholarship application as her.
May's parents didn't go to college, and they didn't expect her to go to college either.
And I just broke from that. I was like, Mom, I want to go to college. And she was like, what?
But she says the Gates application actually helped ease her parents into the possibility of college. The more they saw her working on the application, the more they got used to the idea. May submitted the application in January. In April, a packet from the Gates program arrived in the mail. She opened it and...
oh my God. And then I just sat there and I was like, wow, I got this. And like tears just started coming out of my eyes. My parents were like, May, what's wrong? And then my mom was like, oh, my baby's going to college.
So it's official. May is moving to Portland in the fall. She'll study nursing there and is thinking about eventually becoming a nurse practitioner or going into healthcare management. Her thoughts about the big move echo many other 17-year-olds.
I'm really excited to make my own decisions, and I'm not ready to grow up, but at the same time, it's like, I want to grow up.
May is one of 3 Alaska students to win the Gates Scholarship this year. The other 2 are from Chivac, a town of about 800 in western Alaska. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.